It is with great pleasure that right now I'm going to give you a sneak preview of Doctor Who over Christmas. So if you don't want to know what happens, well, obviously I can't tell you what happens, but I can give you the synopsis. And if you don't want to know even what happens in the synopsis, then the best thing to do is to avoid listening to this particular boo. But this audio boo, I'm now going to read from the BBC Press Office release of Doctor Who, the Christmas special. It's called A Christmas Carol. Amy and Rory are trapped on a crashing space liner, and the only way the Doctor can rescue them is to save the soul of a lonely old miser. This is, of course, a festive edition of the time-travelling adventure written by Stephen Moffat. But is Kazran Sardik the richest man in Sardik Town beyond redemption? And what is lurking in the fogs of Christmas Eve? It's going to be, they're going to do a simulcast. It's going to be on the normal channel, which is what we'll have. It's also on HD if you happen to be very flash and you have one of those special TVs. On Freesat 108, it's on Freeview, it's on Sky, it's on Virgin Media. So if you're living in the UK, there are various ways. Obviously, I think you should be able to watch it on the BBC iPlayer as well, sort of coming through live, I think. So I'm looking forward to that in particular. There are other things happening as well over Christmas, but that's one of the many things I shall be looking forward to. There's a special casualty. It's called Winter Wonderland. There's a toast to good health all around as the emergency department staff, led by Mads and Noel, pull together to throw a Christmas party for some neglected old folk as the medical drama continues. Meanwhile, Ruth prepares for her first Christmas with husband Edward, and the guilty Kirsty struggles to work alongside Adam. As I say, I don't watch these programmes because I don't live in the UK, but this Ruth, played by Georgia Taylor, didn't she used to be in Coronation Street a long time ago? Looks very familiar. She is determined to have a good Christmas, whatever happens. It's Christmas Eve in Holby City Hospital, and Ruth is determined, despite the precarious state of her marriage. When she finds a present, a badge that reads Number One Doctor, she assumes it's for her. But then Edward's ex, James, shows up at the Ed, or the ED, wearing the badge. Realizing that Edward has been lying all along, Ruth issues him an ultimatum. Will the two doctors spend their first Christmas in harmony, or will this be one year Ruth doesn't forget in a hurry? Ruth and James treat young mother Sarah, whose sister Dina comes into the hospital along with her partner David. The estranged sisters barely have time to make up before Ruth and James clash, causing a fatal mix-up with Sarah's drugs. All kinds of things are happening in this episode. Meanwhile, Kirsty is struggling to work alongside Adam after she told him last week that nothing more could happen between them. Adam spends all day trying to help her out, but she refuses her assistance at every turn. Is Kirsty able to put her personal feelings to one side for the sake of their professional relationship? Mads is missing home. She's also trying to understand why everyone seems to be miserable or drunk at Christmas. When she meets a patient, Lily, in the clinical decision unit, whom everyone else thinks has been dumped in the hospital for Christmas, Mads holds out hope. With Jordan studying all day, Mads is left in charge, and she and Noel throw a Christmas party for all the patients in ED. Will Lily's family turn up and prove to Mads that not everyone is horrible at Christmas? Haven't got a clue who all these people are. You got Noel, you've got Mads, you've got Lily, Kirsty, old Adam. I don't know who any of them are, but all sounds pretty good. That is the festive edition of Casualty. It's called Winter Wonderland. I have to watch it now to find out what's going to happen to Mads. This is the English programme.